Begin the current Daf Masechtas Chun Daf Pei Hei. Begin 16 lines down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of this Perek regarding the laws of Kisui Adam. And that is when a chaya, wild animal, or oif, a bird, is slaughtered, its blood has to be covered. However, a prerequisite is that it's that when it's slaughtered, not when it's killed or when it dies. Now, in regards to that criterion, the Mishnah has the following machloikas. Hasheichet v'nimtzis treif. Someone slaughters the animal, but turns out it has a mortal defect. So it's not what's called a shechita rui. It's not fit to be consumed because it's a treif. Or v'hasheichet l'avodas kechavim. Or if someone slaughters it, but for idolatry, for an idol. Or v'hasheichet chulin b'fnim. Someone slaughters an unconsecrated animal inside the azara, which is forbidden. Or v'kach mechutz. Or a carbon out of the azara, which is also forbidden to have benefit. Or chayiv oif haneskalim. Or a wild animal or bird that, for example, was sodomized, where the halacha was that it has to be stoned, and the court has already passed down the verdict, and they're going to be stoned, and before that, the animal is slaughtered, where all these things that we describe, these cases, although they're being slaughtered, but they're forbidden to have benefit, Remeir Mechayev, in spite of that, Remeir says that there's an obligation of covering the blood from the animal that was slaughtered, but v'chacham paitrim, the chacham say that it's exempt, because it's a shechita she'in eruya, it's not a slaughtering that makes it permitted, and therefore loishma shechita is not considered a slaughtering to require kis adam. Now, although by kis adam it doesn't say anything about slaughtering, it just says spilling the blood, even so it says ashiya achal, which tells us that regarding if it could be eaten, which is only through slaughtering. And the reason of Remeir, the Gemara is going to explain why is it that he says it's still obligated in kis adam. Now, however, the Mishnah concludes, everyone agrees, Hashechet v'nisnab lo b'yadei. If someone's slaughtering, but as he's doing the slaughtering, he makes it into nevela, which is that it's killed instead of being slaughtered. Or hanoicher v'ma'akir, if someone tears down from the nostril of the animal, or he just tears out the pipes, patam al-chasas, everyone's going to agree that it's exempt from covering, because that's not considered a shechita at all. Now, Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar B'yechanan. He says, regarding the halacha of Mishnah, says, Ra Rebbe, who's the redactor of the Mishnayos, and he was the one who decided what opinions to say anonymously, which is generally what the halacha is following. So, Ra Rebbe Devarv Shor Meir Ba'isav Es Benay. Regarding a previous parak, Rebbe saw fit the opinion of Remeir in regards to the law of forbidding to slaughter a mother animal and its child, which he held that it's like Remeir, who he held that a shechita she'ina ruya is, in spite of that, is called a shechita, and therefore one is liable, one was forbidden to slaughter a mother and its child, even with a non-permitting shechita, and therefore v'shana b'lashon chacham, and therefore he quoted him anonymously in the Mishnah as the sages, as the Mishnah taught in Pei Alef and Beis, that it says Reb Shimon Paiter, when it's a shechita she'ina ruya, but v'chachamim mechayiv, and the chachamim, which is like the majority opinion, they say that it's obligated because it is considered a violation, even though it's a shechita she'ina ruya. And therefore, he quoted him as the chacham. Now, whereas our Mishnah, with Reb Shimon, regarding Reb Shimon, that holds that a shechita she'ina ruya is not called a shechita, b'kisei adam, in the context of our halacha regarding an obligation of covering its blood, there he held like Reb Shimon, and therefore v'shana b'lashon chacham, and therefore quote him as the sages. Because in our Mishnah, it says that Remeir holds that you're chayiv, v'chacham and poitrim, the chachamim say it's exempt, because it's a shechita she'ina ruya. And later on, the Gemara is going to explain why is it that in the context of kisei adam, he held like Reb Shimon, the shechita she'ina ruya, lo ishma shechita, whereas by Vayis Ves Benoi, he held like Remeir, that it is called a shechita. Now, the Gemara first explains each opinion in regards to both contexts, regarding our parak of Kis Adam and the previous parak of Isav Es Benay. Says the Gemara, my time under Reb Meir, but Isav Es Benay. So first of all, we want to know Reb Meir's opinion that Shechita Shein Ruya is Shema Shechita in the context of the laws of Isav Es Benay. So Amar Bishma Levi, it says, Gamar Shechita Shechita Mishchut Echutz. It's learned out from Gzeira Shava of the context it says over here, slaughtering regarding Isav Es Benay, not allowed to slaughter the mother, animal, and its child in the same day. And it says the word slaughtering by the prohibition of slaughtering a carbon out of the Hazar. Now, mahasim shechita she'ein ruya shma shechita. Just like over there, that's not a permitting slaughtering because it's being done where it's not allowed to be done out of the azara. And the Torah calls it a shechita, calls it a slaughtering. So, afhachinam shechita she'ein ruya shma shechita. Here also, where it talks about slaughtering in the context of Isav Es Benay, and it says slaughtering, it would also include the shechita she'ein ruya. Now, Reb Shimon, my time, what's the reason Reb Shimon says that no, it has to be a shechita ruya? So Amr Mani Bar Patash, he says, Gamma, he learns that from a different source, a pasuk in Bereishis, Metaveyach Tavach V'Hachem, where it says that it was told that when he was inviting Yosef's brothers to eat a meal with him, that slaughtering they should slaughter and prepare. Now, Malahal and Shechita Ruya, just like over there in that story, there it was a permitting slaughtering, like the Pasuk says, Ki ito yaychelu, that they're going to eat with me. So obviously, it was a Shechita that's Ruya. So Afkan Shechita Ruya, here also, where it talks about slaughtering, the context of Eisav Esbanai, says Reb Shimon, has to be a permitting slaughtering, and if not, it's not called slaughtering to violate Eisav Esbanai. Now, that is the Gemara, Meir Nami Ligmar Mitavayach. Why doesn't he also learn that from this Pasuk and say for Bereshis that it has to be Shechita Ruya? Says the Gemara, no, done shchita mishchita. He learns out slaughtering from slaughtering. They ain't done shchita mitavicha. Although tavicha also means slaughtering, but it's a different terminology, and therefore he's not going to learn that from betavach. On that is the Gemara manafki. I mean, what's the difference that it's a different word, but it's the same idea? And Otanid Rabbi Shmuel was taught in the Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel was mentioned many times in Shas. This question, it says v'shava koyin. It says the koyin comes back, and it says a different pasuk of koyin. The koyin comes, which says Rabbi Shmuel zuhi shiva zuhi bia. Coming back and coming is the same thing. Which this is in the context of nigei batim when the house has a nega. There's a gzeir shava that's learned in Teres Koyin, and it says over here the koyin returns. It says over here the koyin comes. Where we compare coming to returning because they're both coming to the house. Just like when it talks about coming back, they have to take off from the house the nega and then cement it back on and then give a week. So too when it talks about coming, and then initial time, it's the same idea as we have explained in Erev and Dafnun Aleph and Aleph. So you see, it doesn't have to be the same wording as long as it means the same idea. So why is that an answer that he doesn't learn that from Tavech, Tavech, Vahachin? Because it says different wording if that means the same idea as Shechita of slaughtering. Says the Gemara, no. Hani mi lehecha deleka de domile. When do we find in the Braisa Bishiva Bishmal that as long as it's the same idea we'll learn out of Gzeira Shava, that's when there's nothing else to compare it to. So that's enough of a context to compare. Avaleka de domile, but if there's something that's more comparable, like when it's the same word of Shechita, mi de domile elfini will learn out from that which is more comparable, and therefore he doesn't learn out from the source of Reb Shimon, and rather he says that, you see, it's even including a Shechita Shein Eruya. Now, so that's the Gemara. Okay, so we explained why your mayor doesn't learn like Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon, this that he says that it's not called a Shechita, Nami Ligmer Meshchut Echutz, why doesn't learn that from the same source as the Meir, that you see that even though that's a not permitting slaughtering, it's called slaughtering in the Torah? Says the Gemara, no, Dan Chulim Mechulim. We learn that the laws of unconsecrated animals from those which are unconsecrated. Eisav Es Benoi is talking about regular animals, and we'll learn it out from Tavech Tavech Vachem, which is also talking about regular animals. Vein Dan Chulim Mechachem. We're not going to Chulim from Kachem, which that's Shechut Echutz, it's talking about Karbanas, and therefore that's not going to be a proof, Shechita Shein Eruya, that it's called a Shechita. But Remeir, his response back is, Atu Eisav Es Benoi Bekachem Milay Noig. What do you mean? You think the halacha that I'm disagreeing with you and Eisav Es Benoi only applies to Chulin, not by Kachem? It applies to Kachem too. And therefore you could learn that from the context of Shechut Dechutz, which is Kachem, and therefore, says the Gemara, Hainad Karma Reb Chia. And this is what Reb Chia had said, that Ra Rebbe Dvav Shra Meir Ba Eisav Es Benoi. Remeir, Rebbe saw fit to Paskin like Remeir in the laws of Eisav Es Benoi, the Shechita Shein Eruya is called a Shechita. As he had this response, like you see, that even by Eisav Es Benoi, it applies to Kachem, and learn that from the context of Kachem. And B'shana B'lashan Chacham, therefore when he quoted the Penner of Meir and Eisav Es Benoi, he quoted him as the Chachamim to say that that's like the Halacha, usually like the Rabbim, and not like the Yachid. And therefore in that context, he says, Eshchidah Shein Eruya is Shma Shechita. Now we'll go on to the other context, which Rebbe actually paskin, that it's not called Eshchita, in the context of our Mishnah, of our Perek. My time with Reb Meir b'kisa dam. First of all, what's the opinion of Reb Meir here in the context of covering the blood that he says Shechita Shein Eruya is called a Shechita? So I'm Reb Shimon Lakish. Again, it's not from necessarily the logic, but rather it's learned out from Gzeiros HaKasevs. Gamar Shvicha Shvicha Meshchut Echutz. It learns out the wording of pouring from the halach of Shechut Echutz, where here it says the terminology of pouring when it talks about the chiv of kisa dam. And so to Meshchut Echutz, it says Meikir Zayin Dam Shafach. So we learn that, like he said in the previous context of Eisav Es Benoi, there was from the word Shechita Shechita, hits from the word Shvicha Shvicha. Just to go over there, even a non-permitting Shechita was called a Shechita. Afkan Shechita Shein Eruya Shma Shechita, here also, regarding Kisei Adam, even if it's not a permitting slaughtering, like the case of our Mishnah, if you find that it's a Treifa, but it's Kechavma, all these different cases, it's still called a Shechita to require Kisei Adam. But Reb Shimon, he would tell you, no, in the halacha of Kisei Dam, Ashe Ya'achal Ksib, it says that which will be eaten. You see, it has to be a slaughtering that permits it to be eaten. But Reb Meir, no, Hahula Me'uteit Oif Tamehu Da'aseh, he says that when it says Ashe Ya'achal is only excluding a non-kosher bird, which is not able to be eaten. But it doesn't tell us regarding any Shechita Shein Eruya, the Leishma Shechita. But Reb Shimon, he would tell you, wait, oif tami my timer. What's the reason why you're excluding from there a non-kosher bird? The lav barachilahu, because it's not something that can be eaten. If that's the case, then treifa, all the cases of our Mishnah, like that which has a mortal defect, when you're slaughtering it, it's a shchidah sheneruya, not my lav barachilahu, it's also something that cannot be eaten. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, they would all be included in this exclusion of the halacha of ashiya achel. And therefore says the Gemara here in this context, Vayinda Reb Chiya, that Ra Rebbe Dvov Shur Reb Shimon B'Kis Adam. In the context of our Mishnah, of our Halacha, regarding Kis Adam, he saw fit like Reb Shimon, that Shechita Sheneruya is not called a Shechita, and therefore actually would be exempt from Kis Adam. B'Shana B'Lashan Chacham, and therefore over here in our Mishnah, he quoted Reb Shimon as the Chacham and Reb Meir as the Das Yachav. Now, further qualifying this Halacha, Amar Reb Abba is within Tamid days. Says, Loi l'kol Amre Meir, although we had quoted in two contexts, in Oisiv Es Benoi and in our halacha of Kis Adam, that Remeir held that Shechita Sheneruya Ishma Shechita, that says the Gemara, not for everything that Amre made the Remeir say, Shechita Sheneruya Ishma Shechita, that it's always going to be considered a Shechita. Because Meir Remeir, agrees, Sheima Tirasa Bachila, it doesn't permit it to be eaten, because it's not a Shechita Ruya. Which the Gemara is going to ask, well, obviously, if it's not a shechita that's matter, of course, not going to permit it to be eaten. And moreover, the other way, it's not for everything that Reb Shimon said that a non-permitting shechita is not going to be considered at all a shechita, because Reb Shimon agrees that if let's say it's a treifa, so when you're doing the shechita, it's not going to be permitting it to be eaten, but it's going to purify from the tumma of nevela. Where if it just dies, it's going to be nevela, but if it's slaughtered, although it can't be eaten, but it doesn't have that tumma of nevela. Now, regarding this teaching, Omamar, the master had said that loy l'kol omer meir, not for everything the meir says, shechita sheneruya shma shechita, that it's always going to be considered a shechita, because meir meir agrees, she'ima terasa b'achila, that when you take the treifa and you slaughter it, it's not going to be permitted to be eaten. Says Gemara Pshita, obviously, treifa b'shechita mi mishtarya, it's a pasuk in the Torah. We know that a treifa, a mortal defect in the animal, when you slaughter it, it's not going to be permitted. So what's the chiddush in what he's saying? Says Gemara loy tzricha, it was necessary in the following case. L'sheichet as a treifa, someone was slaughtering an animal with a mortal defect. Yeah, we know that animal is not permitted to be eaten. But a matzaba ben teschai, inside you find what's called a ben pakua, you find an animal that is a 9-month animal inside, but it never had yet walked on the ground, where it's somewhere in the middle, where we don't consider this animal, full ready animal, as the thigh of its mother, what's called yerech imai, to be like part of the animal, to be considered a treifa like the mother, because it's its own distinct animal. Now, however, since it's in the animal, it generally does get permitted with the slaughtering of the mother. So, you would have thought to say, since Remeir considers even a non-permitting shechita of the mother animal treifa, he considers it, quote, as a slaughtering. So, yeah, of course that mother is not permitted to be eaten. But I would have thought to say, that let the slaughtering of the mother work also to permit the child. That here also the slaughtering of the treifa should work that v'loy libay shechita, that the child should not require, the fully born child should not require slaughtering. K'mashma lan, that's the chiddush of what we were saying, that no, it's not going to permit that 9-month-old fetus inside to be permitted because it actually has to be slaughtered by itself. Now, its own slaughtering actually does help, as the Gemara said of Ayin Dalman Alf, that there was like 4 pipes that was permitting a ben pakua, a fully ready 9-month-old fetus inside the womb, which is either the mother's 2 pipes or the child's 2 pipes. But that's the chiddush in saying that, although the shechita sheneruya shma shechita, but that's, let's say, regarding oisiv es benoi or kis adam. But since the mother itself is a treifa, it's not going to be permitting it to be eaten, it's not going to work and permitting the child as if it was slaughtered too and doesn't require slaughtering, and that's the chiddush na halacha. But in that is the Gemara of a Tisber, can you say that was the chiddush? But V'am Remeir himself said, previously in Daf Ayin Dalem and Aleph, that Ben Pekua, that this 9-month-old child found inside, that even when it's kosher, not like the case we're describing of Trefa, Toy and Shechita, it needs its own slaughtering. So how could you say that you would have thought to say that in Remeir, that even though he says Shechita Sheneruya Shma Shechita, that when the mother's a treifa, and of course the mother's going to be us to be eaten, but the child maybe would be permitted with the slaughtering of the mother. What do you mean? Even by a kosher animal, the child needs to be slaughtered. How could you say the Chiddush is that you would have thought you don't have to slaughter the child? Says Gemara, Lo, Yitzricha, you know, you're right. This teaching of Rebaba was not really in Remeir himself. We're saying that the Rebbe Sabalo Kriya Meir, as we said, Rebbe holds like a Meir generally, like we said in the context of Eisav Es Benoi. Now, in Rebbe, however, Vesabalo Kriya Banan, in this other halacha ben Pekua, Rebbe holds like Rabbanan, not like Rebbe Meir, that, because we don't find anywhere that Rebbe disagrees, that actually the slaughtering of the mother does help. And that's what we would have thought, as the Gemara explains. Sabla kreb meir da mashchita shein ruish mashchita. And generally, holds like a meir, that even a non-permitting slaughtering is called slaughter. Now, moreover, sabla kreb banan da mashchita simi mitarasi. In general, in Ben Pekua, he holds that the slaughtering of the mother does help for the child. And therefore, kiven dam rabban mashchita simi mitarasi. That was what we thought. Since the rabban say the slaughtering of the mother permits it, so what would you think to say, since this is a fully formed child inside, and the slaughtering of the child itself permits it, even according to Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara said in Perek B'Hem HaMakasha, as recorded before, that there's four pipes that the Torah permitted. So that idea shows you that this fetus is not really Yerech Imoy. It's not like considered an extension of the mother, that it itself should be forbidden because of the trefus of the mother. And therefore, in the slaughtering of the mother, if that would have been kosher, I actually would have said that that would work for the child too. So that's what we would have said. We would have said, according to Rebbe, who holds like a mayor, that shchita shenirui shma shchita, tanya le shchitis imay. Let the slaughtering of the mother, even though it's of a trefa, but it's called a shchita, v'loy le baye shchita, and therefore the child should not require shchita because it is, quote, slaughtered through the shchita shenirui of the mother. And that was the chiddush that no, it doesn't help again because it's not a permitting slaughter. It's not of a kosher animal itself, of the mother, if it's not going to work for the child. Now, the other half of Reb Abba's statement was v'loy l'kolam Reb Shimon, and not for everything did Reb Shimon say shchidish in the ruya loy shma shchita, that if it's a not permitting slaughtering, it's not considered slaughtering. Not for everything. Why? Because my Reb Shimon agrees Shimon tarasam b'dei nevela. He agrees that even though a trefa, when you're slaughtering, is not going to permit it to be eaten, but it will be considered slaughtering, that it won't be considered a nevela, like an animal that just died, and it won't have the tum of nevela. Ask Mar Pshita, obviously, what do we need Reb Abba for? Dom Reb Yudim Rav, Amrilan, sometimes it was even the price, which we know this from a different drush. The Pasuk says in Yikra, says v'chiyamis min abehema, that if it will die from an animal, which generally is the animal that you eat, so whoever touches the nevela will be tummy until the evening, which the Pasuk that talks about tumas nevela. Says the Braisa, what's minha behema? Miktas behema metama. It's only some animals when they die that they're going to transmit tuma. But a miktas behema ain't a metama. Some of them will not transmit tuma. Vezazu, which one is this? Zutrefa shashachta. It's a trefa that's slaughtered. So we don't need Reb Abba. We know it from here. Says Yimah, loy tzricha, no, it was necessary for the teaching of Reb Abba. Because he's telling us, l'sheichedes a trefa, he's telling us the chiddush in the case of when someone slaughters a trefa, v'chulun bazar. So it's a trefa animal, and it's unconsecrated, which is being slaughtered in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The time, like, learn the Braisa, why would it be necessary to say in this case that still it's going to purify it from Tumas Nevela? Because the Braisa teaches as follows, HaSheikh HaDes HaTrefa. Someone slaughters a trefa animal, like an obvious tarfus, like when its feet are cut off. Or V'chein HaSheikh HaVenimtzis Trefa. Or if someone slaughters and it turns out that it's a trefa, where it wasn't visible on the outside, but you check the intestines and you find out that it had a mortal defect. Now, Zebezechul Mbazara, and either one of these cases, so one goes and slaughters it as unconsecrated animal in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So B'Shimon Mata Bahana, B'Shimon says, although generally Chul Mbazara says forbidden, in this case he says the animal will be permitted to have benefit from it. Why? Because since it was a Shechita Sheina Ruya, it's Chul Mbazara, it's not a permitting slaughtering, so it's not called a Shechita. And therefore it's not considered Chul Nshanishl Mbazara. Why is it Shechita Sheina Ruya? Generally Chul Mbazara is always not, but the Torah considers it a shchita. It's shchita shein eruya because of the fact that it's a trefa. And regarding the violation of chulin bazara, that it's forbidden, the Torah used the terminology of slaughtering. It says, ki yirchak v'zavachta, because it's learned from Isra Asay, it's derived from a positive commandment. It says in the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis, when you're far, then you slaughter your chulin. Which is, but the inference is that the Gemara says the condition on Zayin Beis, but if you're inside, then that's not okay. But that's only with slaughtering. Here, since it's a trefa, it's a shchita shein eruya, so it's not called a shchita, and therefore it's actually going to be permitted to have benefit from it. But v'chachamaisim, they disagree. Again, they don't hold that it has to be shchita eruya, and therefore it is forbidden to have benefit from it because of chul nazar, even though it was a trefa. Now, based on that braisa, says the Gemara, you would have thought to say, since there he says that trefa, that was, although it's chul nazar, since it's a trefa and shchita shein eruya, it's permitted to have benefit from it. So Amalav Shchita Iklal, you see, it's not considered a Shchita at all. Because it was a Shchita, even not to permit it to be eaten. But then it would be forbidden because of Chul Nazara. And he says, no, it's permitted. It wasn't even a Shechita at all. So I would say then actually it shouldn't even purify from Tumas Nevela. Yeah, generally it does. But here you can't say that because here we're telling you clearly it's not a Shechita. So therefore it shouldn't even purify from Nevela. That's what Baba's teaching. No, in all cases, even over there, it would purify it from Tumma of Nevela. Now, however, the Gemara asks, I'm like a Pabla Abaya. Does Reb Shimon hold that the prohibition of chulin to be slaughtered in the courtyard is a biblical? Like we said before from the pasuk of Bizavachta, that it has to be, your chulin is only far away that you slaughter, but the inference biblically is that, but that's forbidden in the Azar itself. And that's why you see that the Torah requires Eshchita Ru'uya, and that's why Reb Shimon is coming to say that it's not considered Eshchita, and therefore it's going to be permitted to have benefit from it. Now, why is it obvious that he's saying it's chulin ba'azar is deiraisa? Because if the reason why he said that if it's slaughtered in the azar, it's rabbinically prohibited, and the reason why it would be forbidden is because someone's going to see that you slaughtered this animal in the azar, so he's going to think it's kachem. But since it's really chulin, he's going to see people eating it out of the azar, and they're going to say, hey, you could eat kachem out of the azar, which is not the case. Now, but if that would be the case, that it would be only rabbinically prohibited, then what would be the difference if the animal is, quote, a shechita ruya or not? Either way, let's say it's a shechita she'ina ruya, because it's a treifa, then people are going to think, oh, but you're allowed to have benefit from kachem that apostle. So either way, it's going to be a problem. So obviously, it's not rabbinic, because then the fact that it's a treifa and a shechita she'ina ruya should not permit us to have benefit from it, if it was rabbinic. Obviously, it's biblical. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Is that really so? The Shimon holds that the prohibition of chul nazar is a biblical law? So Amalei, answer, Abai said to Rav Papa, yes. What's non, as we're learning, the Mishnah is Timura. Shimon Naima, he says, Chulin Shenishchitu Baza, regarding unconsecrated animals that are slaughtered in the courtyard, Yisrafu Be'esh has to be burnt in the fire, V'chein Chaya Shenishchitu Baza, and so to a wild animal, Chulin that was slaughtered in the Azara, that even though everybody knows it's not Kachim, because there's no carbon that's ever a Chaya, the halacha is that it's forbidden, and you have to burn it. Now, says the Gemara, says Abaye, Iyamrit Bishlem, and I say, if he says, we're showing you that the law of Chulin Bazara is biblical, Sahayne de Gazrin and Chaya Atabahema, that's why we would understand why you make a decree of a wild animal because of the case of a domesticated animal. Now, which Rashi actually points out. It's only because at the end of the statement that we're going to make the contrast, because Chaya is not a gezera atu behema. The same place from Zavach that you're learning out that behema of that there's a problem of chulin da'azara, so to Chaya is b'chlal behema and would also be a problem of chulin in da'azara. Rather, what the Gemara is saying essentially is that even if it was not written Chaya, we would understand in that case that you would make a gzeira of chayot to behema because there's biblical law of a prohibition of behema in the azara, so it makes sense to make a rabbinic gate around that biblical law. But Eli Yamer Rabban, but if you would say that the whole halacha of Reb Shimon of Chulin Bazar is only rabbinic, so behema my time. What's the reason why rabbinically you're saying it's forbidden behema? Because someone's going to see that they're going to think it's a carbon, but really it was chulin, and they're going to think that, okay, you could eat kachem out of the azara, like this person's going to eat a chulin animal out of the azara. Now, if that's the source of the halacha, well then he gufa gzera. The behemah itself is itself a rabbinic decree. We're going to make a decree for a decree? Chaya doesn't have that problem at all. So you'd say, oh, but if we let Chaya, we might come to let behemah, but behemah itself is rabbinic, and that's a famous Talmudic dictum that we don't go ahead and make a decree for a decree. And therefore, yes, said Abai, you see clearly, like we're showing you, that the halacha, according to Reb Shimon of Chulin Azar, is a biblical law. Now the Gemara continues with a story relating to the halachas that we're discussing here, this parak of Kisi Adam. Reb Chiya Nafal Yaniva, he had a worm that consumes linen, flax, that fell into Bekisne, into his flax, and it was ruining his flax, which is a plant that grows from the ground, which it's used to produce things like clothing. So also came to Rebbe. So he came in front of the Rebbe for advice. What should he do? So Amalei said to him, Shkoil Eifa, and this is where it relates to the halachas of our perek, take a bird, v'shachet abuvisa demaya, and slaughter it on that the water where the flax would soak in, and slaughter the bird on top of that, where the blood's going to drip in there, demayuch dama v'shavik le, where the worm is going to smell the blood and is going to run away because it hates the blood of a bird. So therefore that was his advice for him. Asked the Gemara, Heichad Abba Hachi, how could he do this? That he's just going to pour the blood over there and not cover it because he needs the smell of the blood to keep away these worms. But Vatanu learned the Braisa, Sheichad Vetzarech L'dam. Someone slaughters a bird and he needs its blood. Like in this case, where he needs the blood for utility of keeping away these bugs. Halacha is chayev lachasis. In spite of that, you have to cover the blood, and you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes, because there's a chiyuv of kesed dam. Now, ketzad yasa, says the Braisa, what should he do to be exempt from the covering of the blood so that he could have the blood out there to keep away the whatever situation like in our case? Says the Braisa, oy noicha, right? Either he just chokes the animal, or he tears out the pipes, where it's not a shchita. So it's only by a shchita, like we said, that you need to have kesed dam. If it's not a shchita, then you could use it. But how could he tell him, slaughter the bird, if slaughtering requires kesed dam? Says the Gemara, you're right, ki asra of dimi ame, says, say taraf amale. He said that, first, make the animal into a trefa. Create it that it has a mortal defect. Then slaughter it. Yeah, he told him to slaughter it, but then it's going to be shchita sheneruya. And since it's going to be shchita sheneruya, it's no problem, no obligation of kisa adam. Kiasa Ravin Amabut, when Ravin came, he explained, no, tsei nachar amalei. What Rebbe told Reb Chanina, what to Reb Chiya was to go ahead and tear it from its nostrils down to its heart to kill it that way. So it didn't make it into a trefa, but it just tore out the pipes that way. So the Gemara explains, Lamandam et Seitarv, according to the version that said that he said first make it a trefa and then slaughter it. My time alone et Seinacha, why didn't he say like the other interpretation that just you don't have to make a trefa first, just tear out the pipes and it won't be a slaughtering anyway? Mechitim, if you're going to say, because Ksave ain't Shechit Lev Minat Torah, that he held that no, there's no biblical obligation of slaughtering, and therefore, actually going to be problematic, because by tearing out the pipes of the animal, of the bird, it's slaughtering, and therefore it would require the covering of the blood then. Says the Gemara, but how can you say that by Tanya learned the Braisa? Rabbi Yomer, who we're coming to explain, he says in the Pasuk Devarim says that Kasher Tzivisicha, that one has to go ahead and slaughter the animals like I commanded you, which sounds like that it was obviously oral law that it was given the laws of slaughtering, because in the Torah it doesn't say anywhere where Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu regarding slaughtering. So it says, Rabbi Malamich in the Stava Moshe Alaveshet Valkanis comes to teach that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, like we know orally the laws of slaughtering, that one has to slaughter both pipes, that of the esophagus and of the trachea. That's regarding an animal. Val Rav Echad Ba'if, regarding the majority of one pipe has to be severed by a bird, and that both of those, the majority of both, have to be by an animal. So one thing we see that Rebbe holds that the halacha of shechita is biblical. So how could you say that the reason why he didn't say tzei nachar was because the nechira would be the shechita, because there's no shechita minatayra, which is the appropriate shechita, on birds? But we see clearly Rebbe holds that shechita is minatayra. So the Gemara says, you're right, as we continue to talk about peivav menal, loy meboya kama. Rav Dimi agrees that, yeah, of course, if we do nechira, just rip out the pipes, that we're not going to have to cover the blood. But what Dimi was coming to say is that it's enough if he told him to go out and make it into trefa first, and for sure in the case of go out and tear out the pipes, as the Gemara explains. We don't have to say in the case of just tearing out the pipes, where that's not slaughtering at all. And yes, you require slaughtering. And therefore, of course, you'd be exempt from kisei adam. I would say tarav, but go out and make it a trefa first. I would say, even though you made a trefa, but then you do a regular slaughtering, even though it's a shechita sheneru, it's not permitted to be eaten, but I would say that it is called a shechita of a lebay kisa and it required the blood to be covered. Kamash Malan, that's what his teaching is. Kedreb Chia Bar Abba, like we had said previously, like Reb Chia Bar Abba, who said the halacha Rebbe holds is like Reb Shimon, but regarding kisa dam, that in this context we say shechita sheneru is leishma shechita, and that would even be sufficient in exempting from covering the blood. Now the Gemara is the other way now. Ulamandam et say nachar, according to one who says tear out the pipes, my time alone at Seitarv, why didn't he say it's sufficient going ahead and make it into a trefa? And Vechitim, if you're going to say, because Ksav Shechita Shenarushma Shechita, because he held, even a non-viable Shechita is called a Shechita, and therefore, even though it's a trefa, that's not going to be good enough. But V'om Reb Chia Bar Abba Reb Yechon, like we quoted, Rabbi Devav Shor, Rabbi Shem Mekis Adam, Shalim Losh HaChacham, Rabbi, who's the protagonist in this story, he said clearly that the Allah is like Reb Shem Mekis Adam, and that's why he quoted him as Losh HaChacham in our Mishnah, and says that it's Leish Mashchita, and therefore you don't require Kis Adam. So why is it saying Nechira? Says the Gemara here also, like the other man, Dama Loi Mebayi Kama. Says you're right, you don't have to say that. Loi Mebayi Tzaytav, I don't have to tell you in the case of, if he tells him to go out and make a trefa first. The shechita sheneru leishma shechita, where even if he's going to slaughter afterwards, it's a non-permitting shechita, and therefore you're right, of course that wouldn't be obligating kisa dam. I would say, nachar, but go out and tear out the pipes. Ema, I would say, ain't shechita leiv minatayra. Maybe I would say, and you would think, and therefore we have to say it in that case, that maybe there's no biblical slaughtering regarding a bird, the nechiras izur shechitasai, and the ripping out the pipes is like the slaughtering, but the bay kisa, and therefore you would think it should require kisa dam. That's why he said in the case of Tzei Nachar, which is again, according to his opinion, as we quoted before, that holds that there is a biblical obligation of slaughtering a bird from the pasuk of Kasher Tzei Vesicha, like I commanded you, which Rebbe had said is saying oral biblical law of even including Shechita for the Yif. Now the Gemara asks parenthetically a question on this incident, Bechlal, in general. How is it even possible that this worm fell into the flax of Reb Chiya? But the Amr Avin Bar Abba, some say it was Amr Avin Bar Shava, that Mishalu B'nei HaGoyla, that when from the people of the diaspora came up to Eretz Yisrael, which it's not referring to the general terminology of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla in the times of the second base of Mikdash, rather means generations at a later point in time, when the people in Eretz Yisrael had that there was misfortune falling upon their wine and on their flax because the generations were degenerating. But when those righteous people from Babel came up to Eretz Yisrael, then Pasku Hazikin, then the shooting stars and the Hazvais and the earthquakes, Vaharuches, and the violent storms, Vaharuamim, and the thunders, which the Gemara in Brachos and Perek Arayis says all these different things are things of misfortune. All those things stopped. Below Hichmetzianim, and the wine didn't ferment and turn sour anymore. Below Lokapishtanim, and their flax didn't get ruined. And the sages placed their eyes to see who was it that caused this misfortune to stop. It was Reb Chiya and his sons, that it was in their merit that this good came. As we find, the Gemara says, in the end of the first parak of Masechet Nesukah, Reb Chiya and his sons came up from Bavel. So how could Reb Chiya have this problem in his flax that he went to Rebbe for advice, which is why we introduced this, that we wanted to know how could he do that advice of the blood in the flax, you have to cover it. And then we explained, yeah, he said it's not going to be a shechita, either because shechita shenaruya, because as we say, either Tzei Nach or Tzei Tarf, which we explained that both of them essentially hold the same thing, they just were saying lemabaya. How could it have happened in the first place? How could his flax get ruined when it was Reb Chiya himself that stopped everyone's flax from getting ruined? Says the Gemara something paradoxical. When does the merit of the righteous help, which was Reb Chiya? A'alma. It actually helps for the world. Adithulai, for themselves not. Like we find Reb Yehuda Merav, that he says that the merit of the righteous person helps for others and not for himself in this world. He says, every single day, a heavenly voice comes out and says, the entire world gets sustained because of my son Chanina, which refers to Reb Chanina ben Daisa, which in his days this heavenly voice came out. But Chanina b'ni, but my son Chanina himself, it's sufficient for him a small measurement of a kav of caribs from Shabbos to Shabbos, which is that he gets sustained with pain and with very small amount, which we find this idea. Yeah, Reb Chiya, in his merit, everyone's flag stopped getting ruined, but his own thing actually had the worm, which that's what happens with the righteous, that for others they stop that, but for themselves, not necessarily so.